Praise God. Mold me, guide me, lead me. Ooh, walk beside me, mighty God. Nan, do you have something to share there? That song really gets to you, doesn't it? I love that song,
love
the Potter saying, woo, because that's what he is. He's the potter and we're the clay.
Yes, indeed, and the truth. I see what is going on in your life, precious one. I will move in the situations that involve you. Look to me, read my word, praise and pray. Through these circumstances, you will make it through. I am the one who loves you with everlasting love. I know you don't understand it all right now. However, trust me, as you travel this path, you will make it with my strength and my power. I see you praising me during this time. This brings so much delight. I love it so much. You're beginning to get it. You're gonna be okay. I will move with my powerful, loving touch.
Oh, great. Woo, thank you, Ned. Nathan, how'd you feel about that? That was quite a poem there. Woo, I love that when God speaks to us through that.
I'm beginning to get it.
Huh?
I'm beginning to get it. I'm beginning to get it.
You're beginning to get it. Isn't that great?
Yes, I am.
But,
yes, I am.
You know, it's praise so cool. God. He uses poetry like that through Nan. He uses prophetic words through sometimes you, song. You write songs in our service. All the ways that God speaks to us. But it always coincides with what the word says about us, you know? It's not it's not beating us up. It is lifting us up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good quote there. It's not beating us up. The word doesn't do that. It lifts us up. Yes. Nan, talk to me.
I got tongue tied there for a minute. You know, he uses the poetry, and I've seen him do this in so many times, because, like you say, it lifts us up. It's not anything. It's not contrary to the word.
Right.
And it's a positive lift up. It's
right.
Not a beat up thing. It's a lift up thing, you know?
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, maybe say I'm feeling down today or
right.
whatever. You know, and he'll bring that through the words. I've been in services with Nathan where we know that God was getting the song right as he was singing.
Just as it was coming through.
And it was so anointed, and it was just so uplifting.
Yes.
And that's the way it is. It's not a beat over the head of what you didn't do and what you didn't take care of or what you need. It's comforting, loving, directing at times, but it gives us direction of how to do things and assurance. Many times the things are an assurance that, you know, I know where you're at, child.
Right.
I know what's happening in your life.
Right.
And, you know, I know it's not fair. I know that whatever's happening, and he can list it, is not fair. However, I am with you. However, look
yes.
to me.
Yes.
I mean, Cindy's situation, she kept her eyes focused on
yes.
God. I need this. And she let him know this is what I need.
Amen.
And he provided it.
Woo! Nathan and Cindy, you both have to comment after all that. Thank you. Nan's fired up here, guys. I don't know why, but she seems to be, don't you think, Nan?
I mean to tell you.
But you know,
when
we talk about how God affects our daily lives, it does get us fired up. It does give us purpose. It does remind us how much he loves us. Don't you think, Nathan? And then we'll go to Cindy.
I think so, because the fact of the matter is, God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Even when it seems like he's not, he is.
He is. Yes.
He's good all the time.
Right. Yes.
And his best for us may not seem to be best for us
right.
at the time. But as the time goes by, we look back on it, we realize, boy, God has his hand in this all along.
I
and
love
he
it.
He really cares for me.
It's so
he
true.
He has his hand in it.
Amen.
And it's wonderful.
And that's called trust, you know, and just believing. You know, I could be a little jittery about getting on a plane and going to Central America this week, et cetera, and all the changes that I'm going to go through, you know, in the next few days and everything. But I'm not. There is an amazing peace over me. And I know that God is in this every step of the way, and everything's going to be just fine. Going to get through customs fine with all this radio equipment. Everything is going to be fine. I know it. I feel it in my gut. Cindy talked to us, and isn't this cool that we're just fired up today about how good God is and how much he wants to help us in our daily lives, you know?
We cannot sit here and not be fired up. It's too much good stuff. I mean, it's just overflowing with the blessings
Amen.
And more to come. It's, you can't, I don't know, I can't sit still on that. I have to just, you know, I'm really psyched up. I really am. I'm so excited. It's craziness, really.
it's good crazy.
The poem about how he hears our praise and he's happy with that and it pleases him, I felt like he was speaking to me.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that I vowed to do in the new year was begin to praise him and thank him more for the blessings. So I read somewhere how to do that subconsciously when you're driving in between places, or what I practice doing now, if I feel the warmth of the sunshine, or the sun is just beautiful on a gloomy day, or the morning sunrise, I look at those things and I say, that's when I start praising him for all the beautiful things of creation. And
right.
Then it just overflows into the blessings he's giving me.
Amen.
So practice praising him throughout your day.
Yes.
And then it becomes a habit.
And, it
and
does.
Like he said, he sees that, he hears that, he loves that.
That's
just so cool to me.
It becomes a way of life, you know? I love what we talked about a minute ago. The way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't times during your day that you're doing your job at work. Or with me as a realtor, I mean, there's many times that I'm not just sitting down praying. I'm out doing whatever I'm doing, listing a house or showing a house or whatever. But the overall day, there are times during our overall day where we are saying, God, I love you so much. We are just, it's just a feeling that kind of wells up in us, doesn't it, Nathan? And you just want to shout, God, I love you. I just praise you. I love you so much, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, his love is so overwhelming. His love is so wonderful.
Yes.
That you can't help but express gratitude.
Amen.
For his love. For
yes.
His love.
Yes.
You can't help but express gratitude, express thanksgiving and praise and just wonderment.
Amen.
Wonderment. Because you know who you are and you know what you are. And the fact of the matter is, he loves you anyway.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
And he loves you, you know, he knows what you can be and what you're going to be.
Right.
And he loves that.
Amen. Amen. You know, let's go down to verse 21 of Matthew 7. Knowing the correct password, I like this in the Message Bible, password, since we all have a lot of passwords, don't we? Saying, Master, Master, for instance, isn't going to get you anywhere with me, is what Jesus said. What is required is serious obedience, doing what my Father wills. I can see it now at the final judgment. Jesus is saying all this here. Thousands strutting up to me and saying, Master, we preached the message. We bashed demons. Our God-sponsored projects had everyone talking. And do you know what I'm going to say? You missed the boat. All you did was use me to make yourselves important. You don't impress me one bit. You're out of here. What I hear Jesus saying here is we must not be doing this Christian walk for show in any way, but simply genuinely loving God with all our hearts and wanting others to know all about him. You know, Cindy, talk to me about that, and then we'll go back to Nathan on that point. I love that whole section, verses 21 to 23 in Matthew 7.
Oh, I'm just sitting here with my thoughts getting carried away.
Well, go ahead. Share them. Share them.
Like you said, you know, I come from a humble background. I used to be so naive and so innocent and quiet and in, you know, just not outspoken at all. And just that poor me, low self-esteem image of myself.
Right.
And I'm thinking about how far God has brought me.
Ooh, yes.
Through that path by staying focused and believing that I was worthy of him.
Amen.
Forming and creating me into the person that he's made me to be, and being obedient to letting him have his will and change me the way he wants to, letting go of some things that I wanted to hold on to. it's a journey, but a journey, if you stay on that path of obedience to, like it says here in Matthew, to getting into heaven.
Right, yes.
There's only one path. There's only one path and one way that
Amen.
God is going to receive you.
Amen.
And
it's through Jesus.
It's
yes.
work. It's a purpose. It's a choice. And it's diligently following that idea every day that
Amen.
Is the path that you're on. It's what God wants, not what you want.
Amen. And Nathan, I'm going to get your comments on that right after this song, Eagle's Wings by the group The Katinas. Great song.
Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you, yeah. Hide me in your love, bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over and come breathe in me. I will rise on eagle's wings. Beautiful Savior, Lord, I love to feel your touch.
Come live in me all my life. Take over. I'll rise on eagle's wings. Praise God. Come live in me. Let that be your desire today. Nathan, talk to us about all this.
Well, what Jesus was saying, I can really see it in today's the way today's ministries. There are so many ministries out there that value or lift up the person who is doing the ministry.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
There are so many ministries out there that you see the person, you don't really see the message.
Right.
You see the person who's the person is supposed to be giving the message, but maybe they're giving something that's lifting them up, lifting themselves
right.
up.
Yeah.
And not lifting up the word of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
not lifting up the word of God.
Right.
And Jesus said, I'll tell you, you missed the boat.
That's right.
All you did was use me to make yourselves important.
Right.
You don't impress me one bit, you're out of here.
Yes.
And I don't know. There's not too many Billy Grahams in the world.
Right. No, the ministry has, unfortunately, its share of people that are not genuine. In fact, back up in verse, about 19, Jesus says of Matthew 7, a genuine leader will never exploit your emotions or your pocketbook. These
right.
diseased trees with their bad apples are going to be chopped down and burned. And honestly, if people are in the ministry for financial gain, that's just not going to work. He sees right through that. You know what I'm saying, Nathan?
Yeah, he does. And there are so many ministries that all you hear is give.
Right, yeah.
They're in need. They need this, they need that, they need this, they
right.
need that. And it makes you wonder, well, then who are they depending on to get their needs met?
Right, exactly.
Who are they counting on?
Right.
They must not be counting on God to meet their needs.
Right.
Because they're trying to get it from the people.
Well, we have got to, as ministers of the gospel, be those that lead and feed others and model our life of faith. And, that's what he's asking us to be. He's asking us to be genuine and to be godly, and to do unto others the way you would have them treat you. Treat them the same way, with truth, with honesty, with courtesy, with genuine love and affection. Cindy, talk to us about all this. Nathan just made a really good point there.
What came to mind when you said be genuine, and is a lot of what's going on in the world today, and I see it a lot in social media, is people have a real hard time being authentic, being genuine.
Right.
They're so full of attitude or judgment or full of themselves that it's an untrusting world. There's no true, real, genuine, authentic, very few people. Friendships aren't as abundant as what, I feel might have been in the past.
I agree with you.
It's an untrusting society of people.
Right.
They look at each other, so judgmental without trust initially, instead of the other way around, like Jesus would look at them and fully love them, from the start. It's a world we live in. It's so sad. So be that person. Be genuine. Be full of love and be the light.
Yes.
That God's called you to be.
Yes.
And stand different than what the world is used to. And then people will notice.
Absolutely.
Make a difference.
And what you're saying, what both of you are saying, is exactly what Jesus is teaching in Matthew 7. He's saying, be genuine. Don't be critical. Be who you really are. Don't be direct. Ask God. Grow your relationship with God. Nathan, it's something, it doesn't matter how old you get. You've never arrived. I mean, as old as you are, Nathan, and that's pretty old. We all believe that.
All right now. All right now.
Yeah. Okay. But no matter how old you are, we continue growing our relationship with God, faithed up to overflowing. Right? It's not something you can take your gas off the pedal. Your foot off the pedal is what I meant to say. Your gas off the pedal.
Yeah.
But when you're driving, if you take your foot off the pedal. I dropped my chapstick on the floor of my car last night as I was driving, And I reached down, I looked down, and I wanted to pick it up so I did not step on it or whatever. And then I realized, whoops, I had taken my foot off the pedal, and now I was slowing down right there in traffic. I mean, it was a dangerous thing. I had to realize, okay, I got to let go of the chapstick, you know, whatever. I'll get it later on. But when we take our foot off of the pedal of our relationship, of growing our faith, it's never good. Talk to me, Cindy, about that, and then we'll go back to Nathan. Don't want to step on your chapstick.
I'm bad about that. If something falls on the floor, I do the same thing. Always too many distractions while driving. That's something I got to get better at.
Right.
But, yeah, that's why I have to choose to do that daily when I get up in the morning before
yes.
I start my day.
Yes.
I know that if I fail to include God or ask him for his help or his strength, I'm getting up there in age, too. You know, I don't have the physical strength that I used to have, and I need God's help for energy and supernatural strength sometimes and patience and a lot of different things that I know he can give me if I pray and ask him for it. So I try not to, it's just a habit, and I made it, you know, purposefully my action since the beginning of the year to don't walk out that door till I've consulted with God and I've talked to him and I've
Amen.
Asked him for his help and I've shared my needs with him for the day.
Amen.
So make it a daily habit.
Yes, yes, yes.
To take him to work with you. And
love it. Take him to work. Love it.
Wherever you're going.
You know what, Cindy? We always get these great quotes from you. The faithed up quote, and now what more does he have in store? And take him to work with you? Nathan,
maybe that's the gift God's given me. You all write your poems and your songs, so yeah, maybe that's my gift, is coming up with unforgettable quote.
I love it. I love it. We're going to use those. Take them to work with you. I love it. Nathan, comment on what Cindy's talking about before we get to this next song in a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Well, the fact of the matter is, when you're a child of God, you can't do anything without him.
Right.
Yeah, you can only do things as he empowers you to do them, as he leads you to do them. Otherwise, if you try in your own strength, you will fail.
Right, exactly.
You try in your own strength and your own person, you will fail.
Exactly.
But if God leads you to do something, then he'll do it.
That's right. He will.
Whereas if you kick yourself and try to do it, you fail.
Absolutely. Nan, I want to see if you have a comment. That's what I was trying. I'm in the control room. Nan's in the studio. We're separated by glass here, and so she can't hear me talk. She can just see me gesturing at her. But
I didn't get that gesture. I'm sorry.
I know. I just wondered if you wanted to comment on that whole thing that we were just discussing, because it's good stuff, you know?
No.
No. Okay. All
Thank
right.
You for asking.
All of that for a no, guys. That reminds me of Connie, doesn't it?
Well, you gotta let it rub off once in a while.
Okay, there you go. All right. Okay, look at verse 24 of Matthew 7. Jesus says this: "These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life or homeowners' improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words to build a life on." They are foundational words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, you're like a smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. Rain poured down, river flooded, tornado hit, nothing moved that house. It was fixed on the rock. How many of you have seen the news this past week? There's an apartment complex hanging over the cliff right at the Pacific Coast Highway out in San Francisco or someplace out there. Have you guys seen that on the news? Seen that apartment complex? It's just
yes.
so close. And they've evacuated because it is about ready to go into the ocean.
And wow, I haven't seen that.
Oh my gosh, Cindy. It's like, whoa. It's just right at the edge. The ground underneath has just all gone away. And the next big storm or whatever, it's probably going. So I love the fact that Jesus uses a metaphor here like this that is so good and reminds us of how precarious, I guess, our lives really are. I mean, we've got to take this spiritual journey seriously. Talk to me, Nathan, then we'll go back to Cindy.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Jesus using the metaphor that he did, the house that is built upon the foundation.
Yes.
He showed that these are foundational words to build a life on.
Yes.
If you build your life on,
right.
on these words, you build your life on the words that Jesus said,
right.
You're going to stand. You'll stand. The storms of life can come against you. The storms of life will come against you.
Yeah, they will.
Whether you take these words or not, the storms of life will come against you. And if you have these words as the foundational principles in your life, you'll stand.
Yes, you will.
And stand strong and firm. Whereas, you know, if you don't, well, you collapse. You know, like a house of cards, the word says, you know, you build your house on a sandy beach.
Right.
When a storm rolls in and the waves come in, it collapses like a house of cards.
Exactly.
You know.
You know, I want to add this before we go back to Cindy for her comment on this. A lot of quote-unquote new age thinking out there always talks a lot about being spiritual or being that, you know, everybody's good and you know, all of this. And in reality, guys, Jesus draws a line in the sand in the Word of God, yeah. in his statements. He is saying very concrete things about the nature of God, how to pray, how to be genuine, how to be full of godliness, how to be generous, how to do unto others. And, you know, these are foundational concepts to build your life on. That God is love. That God sent his son Jesus to this earth to die on a cross for us. That God put our sins and our sicknesses on Jesus on the cross, but that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. That is such a foundational concept that a lot of the New Age thinking does not go that far. They believe that everybody's good, you know? No, you're good in that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that is the foundational concept for your spiritual life. We are very clear about that here on Living the Good Life. It is all about Jesus. Cindy, talk to me. I am on a roll.
And those New Age believers are the ones that are building their house on sand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, like you said, that foundation of Jesus to build it upon. I was sitting here thinking about the big bad wolf and the three little pigs and all. Blow your house
the
down.
Three little pigs.
About the storms of life, but
right.
the house that was built of stone was unshakable and could not be torn down. So,
right.
So, yeah, and everything we need to build our life on and live our life on is in this. Look,
it is here. It's good. Here. Yes.
Every answer we seek.
Yes.
We don't have to seek psychics or fortune tellers.
Right.
Or the New Age.
Don't do that.
On what's in store. It's all right here. Everything we need to know.
Absolutely.
About every decision. If we just get that down in us, the foundation of God's word and the fact of how much he loves us and that he took all of those sins and ailments to the cross with him. We have
Amen.
To get that down inside of us. To
we
get
do.
That foundation to
foundational
down.
Concept. Nan, did you want to comment
on
that?
I'm doing a weigh in now.
Now she's ready to go.
I woke up in here.
All right.
No, talking about spirituality, you know, they leave out the deity of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's what
right.
it's about. It's a relationship with him.
Yes.
And, you know, I've had conversations with people like that. And I was sitting here thinking, what I want to say, I was sitting here thinking, sometimes some people may choose to have that particular belief system because they don't want any kind of accountability.
There you go.
And because, you know, yes, we're Christians, and yes, we have God's love, and Jesus is with us, and not to take away, that is all true. But as a Christian, we have some responsibilities.
Amen.
You know, we have a responsibility to live our life a certain way.
Yes.
We have responsibility to trust what God tells us and move forward. We have responsibilities to share Jesus with other people.
Right.
You know, so it's not just, well, now I'm saved and I'm going to stay in my little corner of my house and never going to go out and see anybody and not going to share with people. this is the good news.
Right, it's
John
good news.
John shared the good
yes,
news.
Amen.
John said, I have one that's coming behind me who is the
yes,
Son of God.
Yes.
He shared the good news.
Yes.
And that's what we're to be doing, is sharing
amen.
The good news. If you don't have Jesus Christ in it, how good is the news?
Right.
That's it.
I think you can ring the bell on that one, Nan. Let's go to this song by the group Hillsong, From the Inside Out, and then we'll get back with our three wonderful friends here today. Should I stumble again? Still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine well.
Justice and praise become my embrace to love you from the inside out.
Praise God, to love him from the inside out. That's what it's all about. My heart and my soul, I give you, Lord, control. Consume me from the inside out. That's what it's all about. Whoa, we're going to give an invitation for people to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior in just a moment. Nathan, do you have a comment here before we do that? And then I'm going to ask you to repeat after me as I pray that prayer and let people join you, Nathan, in just a moment. And then we'll go back to Cindy after that. Go ahead, Nathan.
Well, this is your moment. You who are listening to this radio broadcast, and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you've never really opened the door of your life to give him to give him a chance to move in and consume you from the inside out.
Right.
This is your moment. This
right.
is your time right now.
Right now.
To give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
And as Pastor Lee to you.
Amen. So let's pray. I'm going to pray, and Nathan, I'll go in phrases and let you repeat after me. And dear listener, if you are not sure right this moment that if you died tonight, you would be safe in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, and if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, came to this earth, died on a cross for you, then repeat this as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in Jesus' name.
I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that God sent Jesus to this earth.
I believe that God sent Jesus to this earth.
To live and show us the Father.
To live and show us the Father.
I believe that he died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that he died on the cross for my sins.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that I can be forgiven of anything.
I believe that I can be forgiven of anything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
Forgive me now, Father.
Forgive me now, Father.
I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior.
I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior.
Come and live in me.
Come and live in me.
And change me.
And change me.
From the inside out.
From the inside out.
This I pray.
This I pray.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Ooh, if you prayed that prayer with us, we'd like to hear from you. And just write me, Pastor, at BOHM Global. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So Pastor at BOHMGlobal.com. Tell us that you prayed that prayer, and we'll follow up with some emails with you and give you some suggestions. But we would encourage you, if you prayed that, get in the book of John. That's the best book to start in. That will really explain to you the work of Jesus. Great book. Cindy, comment on all that, and then we'll get back to Nathan here in a minute. Boy, Nathan, we've had you the whole time, and this is great. This is really good.
Yes.
Go ahead, Cindy.
I just want to tell the listeners to start your week out by telling God what you need. Ask him for it. Believe he's going to give it to you because he loves you. And then report to us next week or email Pastor and let her know when the blessings come through, how God's answered your prayer. Let us know.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. And Cindy, you were the one that was talking earlier about our prayer line. I just checked my phone. Robin and Ava are part of us. Robin's mother just fell, and they're taking her to the ER right now. She may have broken her hip, so... those of you Beaconites, let's remember Robin's mother, who's a dear friend and a sweetheart. Pray for her right now as she's headed to the ER. And that's the kind of thing. Those alerts come directly to my phone, to Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, to Betty up in Indiana, and to Shell here. And we all get those alerts when these prayer requests come through. So don't hesitate to use our prayer line. That's what it's for. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. Nathan, comment.
What can I say? God is good. God is good all the time. He loves you. He loves me. In spite of what we've done, in spite of who we are, he loves us.
Amen.
And he loves us, and he wants us to know his love for us.
Yes.
He wants us to know how much he cares for us.
Right.
And he will provide for us daily.
Daily.
Our daily need.
Yes.
Daily. Daily.
Yes.
And you know, it's easy, you know, for us sometimes to think, well, God's not interested in little things. But as we trust in him for the little things, and we see the little things come to pass.
Right.
It becomes easier to trust
Amen.
Him. Great big things.
Yes.
And big things will come to pass.
They do. So, I mean, just the financial miracles that you and Cindy and me too have had in the last year have been totally crazy, wonderful, good, how God has supplied. Yeah. Nan, did you want to comment on any of that?
Just to kind of piggyback on what Nathan said, because we had discussed it at our Wednesday night gathering, you know, start where you are. Whatever it is that you have need of, and trust God. And someone may say, but you know, this is a small thing compared to so and so's need.
Right.
But no, it's God sees it all.
Absolutely.
And it's not a small and large. It's in His sight. And, you know, he knows he's got the answer. He wants to see us trust him that he's got the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as we continue to put issues, things, circumstances, situations in our lives in his hand and say, God, I don't know what to do.
Right.
But I trust you. And then when you see him move in that situation, you're building your faith, which is what the title of this is about, is faith.
Yeah.
And to keep doing that. And then when the big thing comes along,
right.
You've already established, you have a certain amount of faith because you've already been believing God for
That's
those
right.
other things.
Well, right.
Gee, if you did that, I know you can do this for me, God. And then just stand on that promise. Yeah. You made me this promise. I'm standing on this promise, God, and you're going to make it come to pass.
Amen. Amen. Didn't you just say something like that earlier, Cindy, about now that you've seen God do this, you're wondering what else does he have in store?
In store.
Yeah.
In store? Right. Is that
And I remember it took me back to when I called him out and said, God, this is what I need, and you promised me, and I held him to his word, and he came through.
And he came through. Yes.
I reminded him. What you promised me.
And that is scriptural, by the way. I don't have the verse right off the top of my head, but I think it's in Isaiah where he says, argue your case before me, okay? Present your case. Argue your case like an attorney does, you know, in front of a jury, whatever. Argue your case. Say, God, you know what? Hey, here's what I need. There's not a thing wrong with that, children of God. Do it. Do it, do it. Last comment there, Nathan, and then we'll get Cindy, and then we'll check on Nan. And go ahead, Nathan. And it's been a joy to have you on the whole show today, Nathan. This is cool.
Yes, it's been a joy to be on.
And your phone straightened up. It straightened up.
And it straightened up. It straightened up.
Yeah.
That the enemy couldn't get what he wanted to get out of it.
Right, right. That's right. It got better and better.
God got the glory.
Amen. Amen.
So praise God, praise God. I am so grateful to the Lord for this ministry, for the fact that we are able to reach out by way of radio to many people's homes.
Yes.
Who maybe didn't know Jesus before now, but they've come to know Jesus because of
praise
us being
God.
Obedient and yielding to the Holy Spirit and bringing in Jesus Christ to them.
Amen.
And I am so grateful. I am so grateful to be a part of that. Because what greater thing can there be? What greater thing can there be? You know, some of these people we may not be able to meet until we get to heaven.
Right.
But when we get to heaven, they'll be able to come up to us and say, you know, that radio program of such and such a day and such of the year that you led me to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to thank you for.
Yes.
And I just praise God for that.
Praise God.
I praise God for that. And I praise God for the word that he gave us today.
Yes.
That we can build our lives on.
Yes.
That we can know. That you know, we don't have to look to God for shortcuts, you know. But the way to life to God is a vigorous and requires total attention.
It does.
The word of God says it requires our total attention. Our when we turn our eyes, when we turn our inward eyes, away from the tribulations and trials and troubles of the world and turn them to God. Oh, the tribulations and troubles of the world fade away.
Yeah, absolutely they do.
Because God is greater than any circumstance situation we find ourselves in.
Amen.
And God can handle it. God can handle it.
Amen. And he can. And what a blessing. And all that you've shared today. Cindy, final word. Nathan, thank you so much for being on. And, you know, one thing you said, let me get real quick. Nathan, you said about reaching out to so many people across the... This is why we're going into Mexico. This is why we're setting up the AM station down there in a town of 2 to 3 million people. We want to reach more people with this gospel, the good news. So thank you, Nathan. You're a sweetheart.
Welcome.
Yes. All right. Cindy, final word here, real quick.
It's been an awesome show. I feel really blessed. Got a lot of blessing today out of the show and blessed to be a part of the ministry, reaching all those people across the world. I feel a great privilege to be able to do that for the Lord that He's
given
me.
Amen.
To do that. And just blessings to everyone with the upcoming weekend.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to look at a couple houses.
All right.
Drive by. So
all right.
Prayers
we'll keep you in prayer for that. And you, You keep me in prayer as I fly out on Friday morning early.
And that's Friday morning.
Friday morning early, and I really need prayer between 2:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon as I go through customs with all this equipment. So that's really, we are believing God for a green light is what they call it. And then they'll let me go through and pay the tax and all that I have to do. Mm-hmm. So you can believe us, believe God for that. So thank you, Cindy. God bless you. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Nan, final word.
I'd like to do my final word as a quote that I got from you earlier in the show. I typed it here.
Okay.
If we take the foot off the pedal of our faith, it's not good.
Whoa. And what will happen when we do that?
Bad stuff.
Well, we can't grow. You know, what we stop growing, we have got to continue to grow our faith. And that's what being faithed up is all about, learning to grow our faith. And you do that by getting in the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You grow your faith by getting in the Word of God. Thank you, Nan, for being on today. Thanks to you, as always. You're always here, and you will be holding the fort down, you and Pastor Jim and Betty and Nathan and the whole gang here.
Be rest assured, everything will be okay.
And Pete just walked in. Pete will be engineering instead of me for the next two Sundays. But I'll be calling in and talking to you about what's going on in Mexico. So thank you, Nan. It's always a joy to bring the Word of God to you every week through Living the Good Life, Beacon of Hope. We are in our ninth year on the air right here on this station every Sunday afternoon. Started out with a one-hour show, then it went to 90 minutes within a couple weeks, and then it went to 2 hours and a few months after that, and that's what we are. And as always, we want to remind you to use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com, with all your prayer requests. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Use it and go to our website, bohmglobal.com, and you can catch hundreds of shows that we've done. Also, go to our Go Yard website for our Thursday night life coaching show. And that website is found at goyard2014.org, O-R-G. Go there for shows. At the end of each month, our webmaster puts all the shows for like January. That'll be done this week, and they'll be current on both websites, bohmglobal.com and goyard2014.org. So go there and listen to the old shows, and they will bless you. So we look forward to talking to you. Me, I'll be talking to you next week from Puebla, Mexico. And I will try to talk in English instead of Spanish next week when I'm on the air with you. How about that? This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister and Nan right here in Clearwater, Cindy in Indiana, and Nathan in Tampa. Boy, what a crowd. And Wendy and Chris here in the studio, which is great to have them with us today. So God bless you, and we will see you all very soon. And remember, it's not far to Jesus. There is no distance from the love of God. He's always there to hear our prayer and answer when we call. It's not far from here to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and safely to his side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart. It's not far. 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 From here to Jesus. It's not far. It's not far from here, Jesus. It's not far from here. It's not far from here, Jesus. It's
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Ακούτε το ελληνικό ραδιοφωνικό πρόγραμμα Φλόριδας του δημοσιογράφου Σταύρου Μαρμαρινού από τον ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό WTAN 1340 AM.